Hello and welcome to our short report on the Urban Health Transdisciplinary Forum taking place in the Hochschule für Gesundheit in Bochum. My name is Johanna Rolf and I'm very happy to talk to some of our speakers today about their study fields, research topics and why transdisciplinarity is a key tool to promote health in urban areas worldwide. We do have a very tight time schedule today, but during the breaks we'll definitely have the opportunity to have short insights in the great variety of topics and talk to our experts. So let's be open-minded for new perspectives, new ideas, and a great exchange. Thank you, Inge Heiner Fuster and Heavy Meyer from Chile for joining me after you held a presentation on one of several projects you have in Santiago. After the social protests in 2019 and then after the pandemic, you chose a very interesting way to do research on the topic of mental health. The documentary photography workshop focuses on young people living in Lomida, a district in Santiago where you also live. Could you describe how you came up with the idea to involve photography in your research?
The photography is a way to the expression in young people. And this is the principal aim of our project, because we don't have an interest in make a product like a paper or researcher like science, because our interest is the help begin in the children and in the young people.
The main idea was that young people take pictures of their district without any rules or guidelines. So the pictures somehow represent their personal history, the daily life, and their relationship with the environment. What was one of the most interesting pictures you got?
Wow, a lot of pictures. In the conference, recently I say some children like Antonia like it take pictures of natural plants, and other friends take pictures of homeless people, or exist an experience when we are working in the neighborhood. In some moment, exists a I don't know what to say, balacera.
Shootings.
Because the people shooting in the day, but it's not very common, but of course. And in this case, Nael take a picture of the bala.
The patron.
And this is a very important picture, because we can retrace and show it the daily context of our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite picture?
Mi foto favorita. Mi foto favorita son las cosas feas, visualmente feas.
Yeah, the favorite pictures were those who were like visually ugly, where you could say this is really ugly.
Exist in some places garbage storage. The people
basurales.
The garbage of the houses get out of the houses and stay here. And exist a lot of pictures of that.
No me gusta por lo feo, sino por el contraste y por lo que refleja, lo que se puede ver, visualizar.
And she does not like it just because it's ugly, but because it's a reflection of you, what you really see.
Okay, very interesting. What chances do you see in that method you used?
Exists opportunity of expression that is very important, because the art in all the ways of the art is a method of communication and the a voice of all have, but is difficult to express. And the picture is that an expression way. And I think that, and I don't know.
La identidad.
The identity. The identity of the neighborhood and the memory life that things. Because you go to the our slum and you can see the houses are little, or the homeless are very typical situations in our daily life. And it's a memory life. You can see a graffiti, or it's very typical too, because the young people express to the graffiti, and the children like it too, pictures of the graffitis. And this is part of the memory life, I think, identity. It is important to the children.
Eso, el reconocimiento de sus voces y de el reconocimiento de su individualidad, ¿no? De la importancia de que puedan comunicar y relatar lo que sucede, lo que está ocurriendo en su comunidad desde sus voces y desde sus miradas.
Yeah, the recognition of the voices and the views, the point of view of views of what is happening around them and in their environment, that they can really present it and capture it in this moment.
El resultado por más calidad, el resultado desde la calidad no importa, sino desde lo que representa.
Yeah, it doesn't matter the quality of the result, but more what it represents.
What was one of the biggest challenges you faced during the project?
Now I think the next challenge is with this project of photography. It's again repeated in 2023. This is our we have other projects in other aspects, a principal with children's rights. And the principal project we dreaming like Casen Hambre is have a house because we don't receive any statement support ni de la municipalidad, non-municipality support or state support, financial. And then we have a space to receive the children and young people and come to this future place, and this is the we wanted a house. We are Casen Hambre.
Sí.
We need a house.
En honor a su nombre, es que es necesario tener un lugar en donde recibirlos, y las metodologías y las proyecciones van cambiando de acuerdo a las necesidades de los participantes y sus familias.
So, the methodology and the need of new methods, new ways of doing it, always changes with the need of the people who are attending to the workshops, and so having like a house would be like giving this and adapting to the needs.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Yes. Your method could be used everywhere in the world. What chances do you see if we would apply it here in Bochum or in the Ruhr area?
Yes, I think we can do our project in everywhere, but we need our project, this photography. We need the transdisciplinary help of the other part, photographers, because Casen Hambre have the methodology of the game and participation and equal condition for all the people, non-hierarchies. This is our methodology, but we need the help of, in this case, the photography project, photographers. We the people come like volunteers to show it and teach the young people about technique of photographic.
Somos quienes convocamos, invitamos, pero necesitamos este trabajo transdisciplinar, disciplinario, para poder generar un trabajo de alto impacto, un resultado de alto impacto con todas las disciplinas al servicio de la niñez.
We are those who we represent, who is taking part of it, And we need those transdisciplinary people who help us to make it happen, to make it to be something for the children.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. I hope you have a great exchange today, and thank you for joining us here in Bochum and coming to us. Thank you.
Thank you for the invitation.